Wednesday, 15th week, Ordinary Time 2. Reading 1. Book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verses 5 through 7, 13b through 16. Thus says the Lord, Woe to Assyria, my rod in anger, my staff in wrath. Against an impious nation I send him. And against a people under my wrath, I order him to seize plunder, carry off loot, and tread them down like the mud of the streets. But this is not what he intends, nor does he have this in mind. Rather, it is in his heart to destroy, to make an end of nations, not a few. For he says, By my own power I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am shrewd, I have moved the boundaries of peoples, their treasures I have pillaged, and like a giant I have put down the enthroned. My hand has seized like a nest the riches of nations, as one takes eggs left alone. So I took in all the earth, no one fluttered a wing, or opened a mouth, or chirped. Will the axe boast against him who hews with it? Will the saw exalt itself above him who wields it? As if a rod could sway him who lifts it, or a staff him who is not wood. Therefore the Lord of hosts, will send among his fat ones leanness, and instead of his glory there will be kindling, like the kindling of fire. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, 25-27. At that time Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to your childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Theme: God reveals the mystery of heaven for the humble. The more people become rich, advanced, and civilized, the more they live far away from God. The existential philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, in The Gay Science, section 125, declared, God is dead, God remains dead, and we have killed him. Karl Marx, the founder of communism, declared, Religion is opium of people. From the French Revolution until now, science has helped humankind with many advancements, such as cars, planes, telephones, computers, etc. Many people think they need to re-examine all areas of human aspects, even faith. Many people have given up their faith because they think that science can explain all the phenomena which happens in the universe, without the need for faith in God's existence as ancient people believed. Today's readings want to show people who we have been those who have that thinking are imaginary imagining it, and deceiving themselves. In the first reading, Isaiah wanted people to recognize the truth, that God controls everything in the universe. He used Assyria as a rod to punish the Israelites. After the rod fulfilled God's purpose, he broke the rod using the Babylonian Empire to destroy the Assyrian Empire, and so on. All nations are like rods in God's hand. They can't understand God's purpose and boast against him who used them. They can't understand God's purpose, and they boast against those who use them. In the gospel, Jesus prayed to the Father with a purpose to educate his disciples. I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. Analysis. Reading 1. Will the axe boast against him who hews with it? Will the saw exalt itself above him who wields it? Assyria did not understand God's providence. The prophet Isaiah foresaw the day that God used Assyria as a rod to punish the Israelites because he turned their back to them and didn't keep what he taught them. Assyria didn't understand God's providence. They thought that they conquered Israel and other nations because of their military power. Therefore, they were very proud and declared, "By my own power I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am shrewd. I have moved the boundaries of people, their treasures I have pillaged, and like a giant I have put down the enthroned. My hand has seized like a nest the riches of nations, as one takes eggs left alone. So I took in all the earth, no one fluttered a wing, or opened a mouth, or chirped." God uses Babylon to destroy Assyria. The prophet Isaiah regarded Assyria's pride as imaginary. He compared Assyria's attitude with the axe in a user's hand or the saw in the sawyer. He put out a question for them. Will the axe boast against him who hews with it? Will the saw exalt itself above him who wields it? As if a rod could sway him who lifts it, or a staff him who is not wood. They must open their eyes to recognize that they are only a rod which God used to punish the Israelites. Because of their pride and wickedness, God broke the rod which they used. He used Babylon to destroy Assyria. The prophet forewarned that Babylon shall be kindling like the kindling of fire to burn out Assyria. But both don't recognize God's providence. The king of Babylon also thought that they conquered Assyria because of their military proudness. Gospel. Why the little can understand the mysteries of the heaven. God likes to reveal to the little. There are several special words which we need to understand before we can understand Jesus' meaning. To hide, crypto. There are two meanings. First, to hide something so others can't see it. For example, to hide gold in a field. Second, to hide a secret so others can't discover it. For example, to hide one's origin or secret. Jesus wanted to talk about the second case. To reveal, apoklepto, which means to make a secret be known, to bring to light what is in the darkness, or to help a person to understand what they don't know or only know little of. The little nepios can indicate a child or those who haven't yet come to an age that the law recognizes. Example, under 18 years old. St. Paul compared the immaturity of the Corinthian faithful with the little, because they still saw spiritual things with little eyes. They still needed to be fed milk, not the mature food for those who had grown up. Jesus made a comparison between the wise and the intelligent with the little ones to tell the audience that they need to have a child's attitude, full of belief, humility, and eagerness to learn, so that he can teach them knowledge about God. A prideful and suspicious attitude may prevent them from recognizing what he wanted to reveal to them. When people receive knowledge about God, they must have a child's attitude. All is new to them. Knowledge about God. Jesus said, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Jesus is the one who knows the Father more than anyone else. The Greek verb which was used here is epignosko, which means to know a person or a thing as he is or it is. People understand God with different degrees. Only Jesus understands about God in the perfect degree. This is no surprise, because he is the word logos, or God's mind. He and the Father are one. People know about God through Jesus' revelation. If God had not chosen to reveal himself to men, we may still not know him. Christ is God's revelation. He came to reveal the Father for the people, as he declared to his God, or Christ is God's revelation. He came to reveal the Father to the people, as he declared to his disciples, "Who sees me sees the Father." Moreover, in order for people to understand Jesus' revelation, they need guidance from the Holy Spirit, sent by the Father. Application in life. To understand the mystery of heaven, we need to be humble, to rely completely on God and not ourselves. Faith is higher than intelligence. Faith is higher than intellect. It doesn't depend on the intellect, but intellect can lighten up faith. Instead of simplifying a powerful and wise God to a narrow intellect, people must pray to God so that He helps them to understand part of His unlimited wisdom. When a person can't understand God's mystery, it is not that it is absurd, but that person does not have enough wisdom to understand it. We can't understand the mystery of heaven. We would not have understood the mystery of heaven if Christ, God's Son, had not revealed it to us.